In this class, we're talking about pastoral care conversations. And today we're going to focus on the helping dads with daughter conversation. And this is an important conversation because in our society, it's sort of going the other way in Western culture in terms of lowering the importance of the relationship with dads with daughters. Every daughter needs masculinity in her life is what Dr. Kevin Lehman says. And in his book, Be the Dad She Needs You to Be, the indelible imprint a father leaves on his daughter's life, published by Thomas Nelson, Dr. Lehman makes the case that every daughter needs her father. After all, every daughter needs a good, healthy dose of masculinity in her life. And you're the best one to convey that. The bonus is that the same principles work with the other women in your family too. To be the best dad to your daughter, you don't have to surrender your masculinity. So we're going to talk about these principles. And, you know, as a pastor and a leader, I've noticed that I'll see women grow up and they'll come to me for pastoral counseling, you know, at the age of 30 or 35. And I'll notice that those areas of hurt and so forth many times come from that father-daughter relationship growing up. Why are dads so important? At first blush, everyone thinks the most important relationship in the family are the father-son, mother-daughter relationships. But they're wrong, according to Dr. Kevin Lehman. The cross-gender relationships are most crucial. Why does a dad matter so much to a daughter in particular? A dad is the one who teaches a daughter what a male is all about. The dad's role is crucial. Her dad is the first man she loves, the first male she tries to please, the first man who says no to her, the first man to discipline her. In effect, he sets up her for success or failure with the opposite sex. Not only that, but she takes cues from how her dad treats mom as she grows up about what to expect as a woman who is in a relationship with a man. So dad sets up her daughter's marriage relationship too. And if that dad is a man of faith, he all of a sudden takes on the awesome responsibility of representing Almighty God Himself. Wow, if that made you a little nervous, you are a smart man. And as pastors and leaders and Christian leaders, this is the gravity that we want to help fathers understand that they have a crucial role in the health of their daughters. Here are some of the ways. Dads give daughters security. If dad is a loving, steady, balanced man in his approach with his daughters, she will have a sense of security, love, and trust in her relationships with men. She will also stand up for herself if males attempt to take advantage of her, because she knows that her daddy would never treat her that way or allow her to be treated that way. However, if a daughter doesn't have security, love, and trust in her relationship with her dad, that daughter will pay for the lack of those critical, crucial things all her life. She'll be driven toward men who aren't good for her, who treat her badly. She'll allow it because it's consistent with the way she views herself in relationship to men. If daddy treats me this way, she'll think, then all men must be like this, so I guess I have to put up with it to have a man in my life. Sometimes when you're sitting with a couple and you'll see a woman who is treated poorly by a father, and you'll almost see too some things, and I never like that when I see that. Almost the woman believes she deserves to be treated poorly. And sometimes even to the point where if she's not treated poorly, it's not normal for her, and she seeks guys who will treat her poorly, even to the point where she'll marry someone who will treat her poorly because that is what she's used to. So fathers, you have a really important role in your daughter's life. There are great benefits of an engaged dad. When daughters have engaged dads, they benefit from that relationship for a lifetime. Here are the few benefits. They have higher self-worth. Girls who have the secure love of a father see themselves in a more positive light. They are able to stand up for themselves and make good decisions. You know, I have daughters, and I love it that my daughters will talk to me and tell me what they think and learn how to be discerning. I love the fact that they realize that they're an image bearer of God, and that men should not run over their ideas or thoughts. They can stand up for themselves, even standing up for themselves while still understanding the headship principle in marriage is something that's very delightful for me to see. The fact is they rebel less, even in the critical years. That's those teenage years. A dad who rules with an iron fist and demands respect only increases a daughter's desire to rebel against the rules. Now, in other cultures than the West culture, when we say, in a Western culture, when we say demands respect, we are, what we mean, this is a little bit of a statement, a healthy dad will demand respect. But what Kevin Lehman here is, he's going a little like in the wrong sense of the word. It's the demands. It's someone who is very harsh. Like the Bible says, don't be harsh or exasperate your children. So what Kevin Lehman is saying here, a dad who rules with an iron fist and demands respect only increases a daughter's desire to rebel against the rules. Dads who relate to their daughters in a respectful manner earn their respect. Daughters with dads who are involved in their lives will tend to be less involved with drugs and crime because they don't need to look outside the home for love and acceptance. They will also say no more easily in dating situations and have a lower possibility of becoming pregnant outside of marriage. There truly are great benefits. Their adult relationships are healthier. The way dad treats them is the way they expect others to treat them. Does your family get the leftovers of your time? And these are things as pastors we want dads to be aware of. After golf, after the football game is over, after soccer, you know, after the car gets fixed, after you finish the extra project for work, then that's what your daughter will expect out of their own husband later. Don't miss out on some of the most influential work you could ever do. Their life trajectories are more successful. When a dad believes in a daughter, she feels she can do anything. She won't put up with the guff from others. She'll power ahead through difficult situations because she knows her dad loves her and believes in her. I've noticed this when there are dads who are over authority or dads who are permissive. If on either one of those sides, I notice negative things. Those who are over authority with too much authority, what they do is they hurt their daughter's ability to be discerning. And I've seen that so often. On the other hand, if a dad is over permissive, what happens there is the daughter just runs roughshod over every relationship, and she doesn't have that sense of balance, and she doesn't like authority at all. The same happens with over authority father. So over authority and permissive, both of those out of balance approaches with the father create this anti-authority idea in their daughters. What we're trying to do in a lot of ways for Christ is to reclaim the role of masculinity in the society mix. You see why men need you women, so men aren't always good at the details or the specifics, but we are good at many things. Sadly today, today's society doesn't seem to have much use for men. In fact, if you watch sitcoms which bash men with great regularity, you get the distinct impression that men aren't needed for anything. If you don't think men are needed in the family, take a look at the stats, the statistics I shared in Chapter 1. Kevin Lehman shared pretty impressive statistics in Chapter 1, which we're not going to get into. about what happens when dads are emotionally or physically AWOL. They're just distanced from their daughters. Every bit of research shows that your daughter will do better in life because you are there. We men don't do things the same way, but male role models are needed to balance the wonderful female creature called a woman. Dads set up their daughters for healthy self-esteem. Rest assured, dads, you are the biggest difference maker in your daughter's life. The attention you give her, the affirmation you shower upon her, the approval you provide her, all gets internalized by your daughter to the point where she adopts the internal perspective. I am someone. I am a Ranga girl. I'm a worthwhile human being. I don't have to take ill treatment from anyone, and I won't. In other words, what happens is that I am an image bearer of God. Self-awareness is something that blesses her life throughout her life. It's important for your daughter to have you and have you as a man. It's important for us to promote healthy masculinity in our congregations, in our churches, wherever we're involved with. Your daughter does too need to have a problem solver. Some of these things that masculinity is really into, she needs you to anticipate her needs before she has them, before they become the size of Mount Vesuvius. She needs you to help her look at situations logically from different angles rather than the one lens she may be looking through colored with emotions. But she doesn't need you to handle every situation for her. Every child needs to learn how to solve her own problems. However, in order for daughters to do that with confidence, they need a dad's listening ear. So again, I go back to that over-authority father and that permissive father. Both of them do not help. In a lot of ways, as a man, we want to hold our counsel at times to let our daughters figure it out. But at times we want to be there to help them figure it out, help them become discerning. On the other hand, we don't want to just be permissive and I'll figure it out and I don't know, and then let the hard knocks of life make them bitter. So there's that balance again, how to be involved, but being involved in such a way that they own their own life. The fact of the matter is dads bring different perspectives than the wife. Dad, the way you play with your kids and encourage them to take on life is usually completely different from the way your wife does. You bring certain testosterone-laden qualities and characteristics to your relationships with your kids that are necessary for your daughter to achieve the balanced perspective about life. More than ever in our society where gender is so confused, we need to reclaim as Christians and as Christian leaders the importance of balanced masculinity. So this is an important conversation. It's an important conversation to lead those in your church, those in society. And when we have Christ as our North Star, we can see what healthy masculinity is, and we can see how that can change someone's life forever, whether it's in how we relate with husbands, wives, children, even sons. Masculinity needs to be reclaimed to glorify God.